This is the local VK5 news segment.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 17th of August. Coming up on Sunday the 7th of September is our next high-altitude balloon launch, Horus 65. We're trying once again to launch the crossband repeater that we failed to launch in July. Hopefully the weather plays nicely this time. We're planning on launching from the Mount Barker High School Oval, with the launch team aiming to be on site a bit after 9 a.m, targeting a launch around 10 a.m. While the weather is generally better in September, launch cancellation is still a very real possibility, so make sure to check out the AREG website on Sunday morning to see whether we go for launch. This will be a reflight of our crossband repeater payload, with the plan being to get it to a higher altitude than last time and try and get contacts between Adelaide and Melbourne. The repeater will be using the same frequencies as last flight, so 145.075 MHz input and 438.975 MHz output, with a 91.5 Hz tone required on the input. The repeater will be run as a controlled net, so listen out for net control VK5ARG before you call in. We'll also be flying one of our WENET payloads for live imagery throughout the flight. It's now much easier to get involved with receiving the imagery with our new WebWENET web browser-based decoding software, allowing reception on Windows, Mac, Linux, and even some Android phones using an RTL SDR. To find out more about how you can get involved in the launch, either through tracking, using the repeater, or receiving imagery or telemetry, check out the post on the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with some news about the South Australian Central Repeater Network. Many amateurs in central South Australia today make use of the state network on 2 metres and 70 centimetres that covers from Victor Harbour to the Riverland and Adelaide up to the central north. Unfortunately, due to the loss of the central VK5RAD repeater hub site, a major rearrangement of the repeater network needs to now be undertaken. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group has offered to host the 70cm network hub, formerly operating at VK5RAD, at their Summertown repeater site to keep the network operational. However, to establish VK5RSB as the hub, there will need to be some disruptions, as the link frequencies are changed and equipment is relocated. Final equipment installation work is planned to take place on August the 23rd. That'll include deploying a new repeater control system and hub system at the RSB site. This, of course, means there'll be some changes. So what does this mean for the users? Well, the key changes that the Adelaide network will see the closure of the 439.925 MHz 70cm repeater. So that repeater will no longer be available on the network. Instead, to access the network from Adelaide, you'll be able to use the new Summertown 2-metre repeater on 147.175 with a 600 kHz positive offset and 91.5 Hz subaudible tone. For those still looking for 70cm band access in Adelaide, the RSA Adelaide City repeater is still operating and it'll be on still stay on 438.025. Or there's the VK5RKW Adelaide Northeast repeater on 438.050. So how long will all this take? Well, once the new central hub is installed, one by one each of the network links will be migrated. This will result in the network being fragmented, part of the new backbone, part of the old backbone, for about 1 to 2 weeks, while we travel all of the link sites and make the necessary frequency and control changes. The organisers of the network are hoping to have all of the conversion work completed no later than the 6th of September, noting that the VK5RAD hub will close at the end of August. So as you can appreciate, this will take some time. We will do our best to get the network back up and running as fast as possible. Yeah, further questions and answers will be available. The AREG website has some details. Otherwise, stay tuned. We'll let you know how we're progressing in moving the network around. 73 from Grant, VK5GR.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, listeners. This is Les, VK5KLD, with the latest news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, just another reminder that if you've not renewed your Northeast Radio Club membership, you've still got time to get the $5 discount if you renew your membership by the meeting on Friday, the 12th of September. Now, there will be a memorial service for Marilyn, a VK5 DMS, who is now a silent key, at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday, the 4th of September, at Bowen Funerals, Darrick House, 6 Briar Road, Felixstowe, 5070. Vale Marilyn, VK5 DMS. Now, the next amateur technical segment will be on the Houghton repeater, VK5RHO, 146.850 MHz, with a 91.5 access tone, and it will be on the time of 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, the 31st of August. And the subject this time will be the development and use of radio during World War II. Now, next Saturday, the 23rd of August, will be the first Northeast Radio Club afternoon meeting, when Mick, VK5MCH, will demonstrate the foxes that he made from Baofeng handheld radios. So come along to the Modbury West Community Hall at 2:30 p.m. and see if you can find some of the foxes. Now, there will be a sausage sizzle, and drinks will be available. Well, that's all for this time, folks. Keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5 KLD.
And now let's hear from AHAS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, AHAS members, fellow amateur operators, and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ. When you're listening to this, we're conducting another training session conducted by Paul, VK5PH, and the volunteer assessors on behalf of AHAS and the whole South Australian Amateur Radio Fraternity. Some upgrades in about 8 or 9 Foundation class people, so a few more people on air soon. This month's presentation at the general meeting will be from John, VK5EMI, on the interesting characters that he's met in Australia and overseas as other ham operators. Should be quite entertaining. Hopefully our repeater location will go smoothly this weekend and we'll find out on the day if there's any problems. For those that have not heard, the memorial service for Marilyn, a VK5 DMS, the details have been posted on our Facebook group page and on the NERC website. The date is the 4th of September. Information on our regular weekly nets can be found on our website, https://ahars.au/radio/nets. And there's some interesting things on our Facebook group page at https://www.facebook.com/groups/ahars. I look forward to seeing you all at the regular meeting this coming Thursday evening at the Blackwood Uniting Church Hall, 7:30 start. And that's all for this week. Cheers and 73 from John, VK5RJ.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning, this is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. As a follow-up to last Sunday, I can now report that the 2-metre antennas at our Mount Graham site have now been replaced with a new dual-folded dipole set, and our Millicent members now have hugely better access into Mount Gambier via this repeater. Signal reports from our northwesterly members indicate that signals are now very much better. A very big thank you to the repeater team on the day, John, VK5DJ, Peter, VK5BE, Nick, VK5NJS, and Leith, VK5FLAR, for yet another great job. Peter, VK5BE, is busily assembling a team of observers to provide ham radio communications at the 2025 Australian Hill Climb Championships, which will be held at the renowned Shell V-Power Motorsport Park, Tailem Bend, on October the 11th and 12th, 2025, utilising the Eastern Circuit in a reverse direction, a unique and thrilling setup for competitors and spectators alike. The South East Radio Group will be providing observation and communications from four points along the course with another member in race control. This is, of course, subject to Peter being able to gather the required team together. Apparently, our reputation for efficiency has expanded beyond the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. I personally would love to go, but my old bones are past enjoying camping in a swag or a tent for 3 days, and so I have reluctantly ruled myself out. This getting old caper has very little to recommend it, in my opinion. As you listen to this, we will have held our 2025 annual general meeting. As far as I am aware at this stage, there will have only been one change in our management structure, but I will expand on that next week. Last night, a number of our members helped the Southeast Automobile Club to run another timed road event, car rally, to the southwest of Mount Gambier. As there are only 5 stages, with the first and second being a loop with the second run being in the reverse direction and the rest being simple loops traversed once only, we will, hopefully, have had a reasonably early finish. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.